We are on Daf, Pei Dalet Amid Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara. Tzar Shaloi B'mokim Nezek Mishtal. Tzar Kvoi B'shpoida B'mitzvah. And then the Mishnah says, Vafilu Al Tziporni Mokim Sheinei Oisech Haburev. There's also a chiyuv of tashlumei tzar. So the Mishnah is speaking about tzar that he made a chabura and tzar that he didn't make a chabura. So the Gemara says, man tana, who is the tana of our Mishnah that holds that tzar filu without a chabura yuchai? Omar Rove ben Azai. So Rove said the tana of our Mishnah is ben Azai. The sanya we learned abaraisa. Rabbi Oimer Kviya Nemro Tchilo. Rabbi said that Kviya Nemro Tchilo. Benazai Oimer Chabura Nemro Tchilo. Benazai says Chabura Nemro Tchilo. Bemai Komiflegi. Rabbi Sova Kviya Delespo Chabura Mashmi. Rabbi holds that Kviya means without a Chabura. Kosav Rachmone Chabura. It says in the Pasuk, Kviya Tachas Kviya, then Petra Tachas Pots, and then Chabura Tachas Chabura. So Rabbi holds, if Kviya, since Kviya means without a Chabura, there's Tzar alone, so why does the Pasuk have to tell us Chabura Tachas Chabura, if Afilu Kviya is Chai? So Kosav Rachmone Chabura Ligaluye Yalo, the kviya de ispa chabura en iloi loi. So the chabura tachas kabura is coming to tell us, don't translate kviya kipshutai, no here kviya means chabura. So memela, so you're only chayef on tzar, on the kviya if there was a chabura. Uben Azai, so that's Shatan Rebbe, Rebbe Oime Kviya Nemro Tchilo, that means without a Gilui from Chabura Tachas Chabura, I would assume that Kviya means without a Chabura. Uben Azai Sova Kviya De Isbo Chabura Mashme. Ben Azai holds that the Poshet translation of a Kviya is with a Chabura. So if it said kviya tachas kviya, I would understand this means a kviya with a chabura. So now why does it have to repeat itself chabura tachas chabura? It's kosav rachmona chabura ligiluye yalo te kviya de lesbo chabura. So that's why it says chabura, to tell us that the kviya of the Reisha, the cross, speaking about with Ara Chabur. So it comes out according to Rove, that our Mishnah is going according to Ben Azai, not according to Rabbi, which is a shtikel doichik, because Rabbi was the Masadar, our Mishnah, so Memele, but Al Kaponim, that's how Rove understood. According to Rove, Kviya Nemlo Tchila, that Rabbi said, means, that means I would translate kviya without a chabura before the gilui of chabura, but after the gilui of chabura, so now kviya means with a chabura. And Ben Azai says chabura nemro tchila without the gilui of chabura, but now that it says chabura, so now kviya means without chabura. Maskif lo rav pop. So Rav Pope asked on Rove, it's not mistaver the way you learn Shat and the Machlokes Rebbe and Ben Azai. As a Rabbi, Ipcha mistaver, Rebbe Yomer Kviya Nemro Tchila, that what Rebbe said, Kviya Nemro Tchila, Sova Rebbe holds Kviya de Isbo Chabura. Rebbe holds that Kviya alone, I would say, means with a Chabura, Mashma. Kosav Rachmona Chaburim. Now the Torah wrote Chaburim. Ligluya Elo, so why didn't he twice Chaburim? The Kviya de Lespo Chaburim. So now, that what Rabbi said, Kviya Nemro Tchila, that means Lefiya Emes, after the Gilui of Chabure, so then I say that Kviya, that Kviya means without a Chabure. So, Punkfakert, that Rebbe holds Kviya alone, I would translate means with a Chabure. So now it says Chabure to tell us that a Kviya without a Chabure is also Chai. So we have that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Ben Azai Oima Chabura Nemro Tchila, Ben Azai means that Lefiya Emes Chabura Nemro Tchila, Sova Kviya the Lesbo Chabura Mashme, that Kviya is without a Chabura, Kos of Rahmona Chabura, Legluya Elo, the Kviya Dispa Chabura, En, Eloi, Eloi, Va'amaskonekaimi, and now Ben Azai and Rebbe are speaking about what Lefiya Emes, the word Kviya means. After the Gilui of Chabura, so Rebbe holds Lefiya Emes, Kviya means without a Chabura, and Ben Azai holds Kviya means with a Chabura, and the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe, number one, and number two, they are speaking Lefiya Emes, what the Taich of Kviya means. Rebbe is saying Kviya, the less for Chabura Mashma. Inami. Or our Papa said, we can say another Mahalach. It'll also come out that our Mishnah is going according to Rebbe. Inami, the Kuli Alma Kviya Bein, the Isbach Abura Bein, the Lesbach Abura Mashma. Kviya means, say there is a Chabura, say there is not a Chabura. Kviya can mean both. Vahocha, but klal, puprat, amaruchokim, zemi, zeka, miflagi. So, kviya can mean all types of burns. With a chabura, without a chabura. So, if it's a kviya, I know all burns are chayiv, for without a chabura. But now, it says kviya tachas kviya, then there's a hefsik petza tachas potza, and then it says chabura tachas chabura. So, the shaila is, if chabura tachas chabura, is a prat to the klal of kviya tachas kviya. Rebbe sovar ein don in oisai bechlal o prat, since it's meruchek, there's a hefsik of petza tachas potza, so we're not done bechlal o prat. Venazai sovar don in oisai bechlal o prat, so we're not done bechlal o prat, so we go back to the klal of kviya, which means afilu without a chabur. Venazai sovar don in oisai bechlal o prat. V'chiteime, frekte gemore, so according to Rebbe, that you're not done beklal o prat, and kviya is inclusive, it means bein the is bei chabur, bein the less bei chabur. So le Rebbe, chabur lo moli, why does it have to say chabur? Kviya means both, is le chabur ve less bei chabur. So the gemore says, le domim yisere. That if there's a chabura, you pay more money. You pay for the nezek also. We'll see in Rashi. Now let us see all the Rashis. Tzar sheloi b'mokim nezek kimas nisin al tzeponoi deloi afchesei. Now, let us be medayik from this Rashi. Rashi says, Tzar sheloi b'mokim nezek means that al tziponoi is loy afchasei mikaspe. There's no nezik whatsoever, and you only pay tzar. That's a type tzar shaloi b'mokim nezik. And that is kviya al tziponoi. Tziponoi. Hachi gasine, Rebbe oimer kviya nemro tchila, and azay oimer chaburo nemro tchila. Kviya de lesbo chabura mashme. So the Gemara wanted to say that Rebbe holds kviya is mashme without a chabura. Behind the comma at al tziponoi. Behind the comma kviya lechudo nemro tchila. Kloima kviya shenema beposuk tchila. That what it says kviye hayinu shaimim sheichayev al kviya greide hafilu beloy chabure, it's a kviya without a chabure, the leko elo ta. So a kviya is mashme without a chabure, there's only ta, there's no nezek whatsoever. Lekach hutzlecho chabure. That's why now I need chabura tachas chabura. Lelamei shein chayiv klum at sheyei chabura imo. That is only chayiv if there is a chabura. When does one pay for tzar? If there's a chabura. Now, what is the difference? If there is a chabura, if there's not a chabura legabi tzar, the tzar is the same. There's a tzar by kriya, there's a tzar by chabura. Why only when there's a chabura do you pay tzar? So Rashi says, the kivin, the mishalim, ripui mishum chabura. Since you pay ripui because of the chabura, a chabura is machayev ripui, mishalim nami tzar. So then you pay for the tzar. So we had mentioned yesterday, L'chayre Pshat and Rashi is, that could be Tzar is a hezek that Bezin is not Mechayiv. You don't make a din Torah and Tzar alone. So Kvoy Bishpud Al Tzipol Noi. So since it was only Tzar, you're not Mechayiv to pay. But since there was a Chabure, and in the Chabure you have to pay Ripui also, so already you have to pay for what you had done. So then there's a greater decadence. So since you mechuyev to pay already, ripo, you pay tzar also. And we mentioned two mishalim, just like by shvuah there's such a concept, that you only swear if there's a drore de shvuah, there's a hechoche, that the tevei is right, he has an eidecho, he's a maide b'mitzvah. Then you swear. But samazay with a taina alone, mitzad the tevei, you don't swear. But if Bezin was machayev the nitra to swear when there was a droge, then there's a concept of gilgul shvuah, shvuah goyrecha shvuah. That, listen, you're swearing already, swear on all the tviyas of the tevei. Or we said another marshal, that even though you do not make a din teire an apoches mishava prute, but if the first din teira was on Sheva Pruta, now there's a second tviya on Apoches Misheva Pruta, we're goymer that din teira also. It seems that there are certain things mitzad atzmam do not have a chashivis, but if already I started because of something that does have a chashivis, I include these things also. So that is l'chayre what Rashi is saying, that the svara of Rebbe is, that davke chabura you pay tzar, because you're paying there's a chiyuv tashlumim for the things that came about through the chabura, there's a chiyuv tashlumei ripui, so memele, so then you have to pay for the tzar also. But to make a din teira and tzar alone, there's no chiyuv, you can't make a din teira and tzar, avo shaloi b'mokim chabura. Kigoin al tzipoirin pota. The tzar beloy nezek loy mishalem. If there's no nezek, you don't pay. The lav mishamochi, because if that wouldn't be the case, beloy yitzre chabur, dash te kviya beloy chabur, shemin in the chayv koshken chabur, shiyesh bo nezek. Why do I need the posik chabur? So kocher, the posik is coming to tell us davke when there is a chabur. So yesterday we mentioned the Ha'ore, so Rashi, when Rashi said the chshivis of a chabure, that you should pay tzar when there's a chabure, so Rashi says, because you pay ripui. Why did Rashi have to go to ripui? But Rashi say, if chabure is a nezek, so since you pay nezek, so you pay tzar. Why did Rashi have to jump to the ripui? Let us go further. Benazai sova kviya de isba chambura mashme. Heino, de koma, chabura nemro tchilo. Chabura nemro tchilo, tloime mikvi amura rishoyna yine shoymim shenchayt ele bemokim shi yeshcha bo chabura. De stam kvi a yeshcha chabura. Lefika hutsucha teira lichtoi chabura behedje. Na de teire te te reite feirish chabura. Baashtal kocho kvi a dereshe beloi chaburi. Chayv bitzar, beloi nezik. Chayv bitzar, beloi nezik. Kizgimas nisin. That's in the case, just in the case of Nisha, where there's no nezik. Al tziporne, there's no nezik. Chayv pope es ipcho mistavre. Umyas nisin rebi, beloi bet. Not mistavre said the mission is not going according to rebi. Mistavre said the mission is going according to rebi, beloi ben azay. Leikrine lei me rebi du sidra. Samazit said the mission is going not according to Rebbe, he was Masada the Mishnai. But oi, there is another reason to say Ipche Mistavle. Nohi Mistavle Tvei, to Nemro, the Komri Rebbe, or Benazi, the Nemro, what they said, Amaskone de Milse Kaimi, they mean, Lefi Ha'emes, what Kviya means. The Mituk Mebo, Drosha Dikro, the Lav Amashmo is Kamo, not why how one could think what kviya means. Now, nemro lechayra means what the chumash mois is. The soif amikra osid lahaytzi, the first mash mois akra is irrelevant because the soif amikra is mighty, the trilis mash mois. Vahachi koma rabbi, soif amikra moichiyach, the Saif HaMikri Yisi Mechich Lonu Dekviya B'loi Chabur HaChayi V'Kosu B'Tchilosu V'Tzal Mishtalim Shaloi B'Mokim Nesek Mai Taime Kviya D'Isbo Chabur HaMash V'Kosu V'Chmone Chabur T'Talmi D'Kvi means without a Chabur Nazi Yoyim Saif HaMikri Mechich Lonu D'Chabur Nemro Tchilom Kloima Misaif HaMikri Anu Lameidim מסויף המיקרו אונו למדים שכביו שכיה וקוסו בתחילו סוי אין אלם כן יש אימו חבור ביתיים כביה דלס בו חבור משמע נצלס חבור את במגל קוראים את בן עזה ידעב כאיס בו חבור המסקונה קיימה היין נמרו דקומרי ואת נמרו דבן עזה רבי ספיק אבל הסויף הדרוש ואיקרו Shehi Oymed is Kaimi. It's going on the Maskones Adrosh. Rabbi Sova ain't done it. But then the Gemara wanted to say, it could be the Natamach Lekes between Rabbi and Benazai is, how is the word, what is the translation of the word Kviya before Agiloi? If Rabbi also means with a chabur, and Ben Azi also means without a chabur. Now, it could be everyone holds kviya is part of it. It could be with a chabur, without a chabur. But now the shayl is, do I have a klal or prat? Rabbi sovar ein donim, hochinami kviya nemro tchilo klal. There is a klal. The kviya mashme yin ein donim, so memelo who I did in this case also be ein donim. Kviyan emret chile klal, de kviyan mashme ben sheshimo chabur ben shenimo chaburem. Vihavi chabure somach lai, if chabure would have been right next to kviyan, havadoshi chabure prat, and bechlal mashme be prat, yeshimo chabure ein, einimo chabure loi. But hashto dechsiv petza bintayim. Now that it says petza, loi dainino, now we're not done bechlal lo prat. So memele, So I take the word kviya b'shnei atzmai, which means bein the ispei chabur, bein the lespei chabur. L'kamen porich, so if kviya is telling us avu lespei chabur, chaburo l'rebi lomali. Aber v'hainu dekom, aber let's go back to the lashon of Rebbe, kviya nemro tchila, kloima. Mitchilas haposik onu lemeidim shehu chayiv bikviya. From the beginning of the posik, I can derive that you're chayiv on a kviya alone. V'loi neymar soifoi moichiyach. That the Seif HaPosek is showing us that mit choylosei lechayev elok shesh chabure. V'ein donim. You're not done a klal, a prat that's meruchek from the klal. U'mas nisen rabbi. So the Gemara asks, so according to Rabbi, why does it have to say chabure? Kviya means beinis chabure, less ba chabure. So why does it say chabure? So Mar says, "Lomli hoyo umereisha shaminu letavayu, the domim yaseiret, the ilay ksiv ella kviya tachas kviya, hava amrinin beinis pei chabure, bein less pei chabure, the mei kviya mishalem, avotarti loy mishalem." I would think you only pay tzar. I thought it is a chabure. Kamash malon, the mishalem tavayu, and the mei mesode is geiris tzar venezek. That's the Gilson Rashi. We'll see Tosis tzar venezek. Now, we have to understand, according to Rashi, Mehechi Teisi, what I think, that if it wouldn't say Chabura, it says Kviya Tachas Kviya, you only pay Tzah. You don't pay Nezek, even though there's a Chabura, there's Nezek also. There's Nezek Tafchasei Mikas pay also. So why would I think you don't pay Nezek? I need a special person. Chabura, you pay Nezek. So there's a vault in Shita Mekabesis, but the Moim Yisodah says a little different than Rashi. But there's a vault in Shita Mekabesis, because if Kviya includes Pein Ispei Chabura, Me Les Pei Chabura, so a Kviya the Les Pei Chabura, what do you pay? Only Tzar. I mean, so Kviya, Tachas, you pay for the Tzar of the Kviya. So it's Mestavel, that the Kviya the Ispei Chabura, I mean, it's Kviya is kailu both, and you pay the same amount. Kviya tachas kviya. So just like less pechabura, you pay only the tzah, is pechabura, you pay also only the tzah. But the Mrei Mesoda says a little better. The Mesoda says there's two types of nezek. There's a nezek, like we hear in the Mishnah, Kota Yodai, Kota Raglai, Sima Seinai, which is a very big nezek. Now this person lost a limb and arm. That's a very big nezek. Then there's a nezek of chabura. He says, what is the nezek of chabura? There's a chabura, there's a scar, there's a roishim, that the burn made a roishim. It's not al tzipolna, you made a roishim. There's a nezek. This nezek, the Mrei Mesoda says, is minute. It's a nezek. That's for true. That's true. A person has a burn on his face, and perhaps so his value gets lessened. The people don't like to have avodim that do not look too nice. It lessens his value. That's true. It's afchasei mikaspe. But it's a minute chas. It's not too much. So I would think, Zot Marei Mesode, now the tzar is the, in when there's a chabure, so the Marei Mesode says, the tzar is the main payment. You pay for the tzar. The chabure is, you'll add another $5 for the chabure, but the ikel payment is the tzar. So I would think, the Torah was not mechayiv nezek when there's a payment of tzar. And you're paying a good payment for the tzar. Whatever, you're paying $100 for the tzar. If to say $105, I would think you don't pay, you shouldn't have to pay for the nezek in ganzen. Since you're paying for the tzar, and that's the ikar hezek over here, so memela, I would think if it's a kviya tachas kviya, you only pay for the tzar, not for the nezek. No. Chabura tachas chabura. The roishim that was made, there was a nezek here. It's minute. It's irrelevant. You pay for the nezekos. That is the chiddush of chabura tachas chabura. So I thought, according to the Meroy Meisode, it's very good. The Kashi we had asked before, Rashi said, what is the svore that by chabura you pay tzar, and by kviya you don't pay tzar? So Rashi says, by chabura there's ripoy. So since you pay tzar. Kviya, there's no ripoy, you don't pay tzar. So we had asked, why did Rashi have to come on for ripoy? Why didn't you say this nezek? So it could be, if we see the maskonis ha-gemore, that it'd be a svore to say that you're not even mechuyev to pay the nezek. So to say, because of the nezek you pay the tzar, because of the nezek you pay the tzar, that the nezek should be goyre tashlumei atzar, it could be that poshet, I wouldn't say such a thing. That's what Rashi said. The maila of chabura betashlum meitzar is, that because by chabura there's ripoy also, it seems by tzipur there's no ripoy. So mamel, ripoy is a very achticha roi liskabed, ripoy deductibles are also a nice sum of money. So then I would think, you only pay tzar when there's tashlum mei ripoy, then I say, you pay tzar. But a nezek, since it's only a minute ashlumim, I would never say that the reason you pay tzar is because of the nezek. I would never say such a thing. Could be that is pshat and rashi. Let us see Tosfos. Klal uprat amruchokim zemize. Nirelari. The bachlal uprat amruchokim zemize the pligi tanoi dahoche. We hear a machloikis tanoim ben azay in Rebbe holds you not tam, klal uprat amruchokim ben azay says you are tam. Bohu the pligi nami abaye barove bereish benois kusim, this also machloikis abaye barove. Hainu davke bechad in yone. This is in one inyan that means Petzah Tachas Potzah is also speaking about types of chavoles. Good. So Memele, so there we have a machloikis, but Lemaise the Prat is not somach to the klal. There we have a machloikis. Avo betrayin yonim, if the posik went off on a tangent and spoke about other things in Gansen and then comes back to a Prat, Lekul almain donim. Then everyone is maskim. There's no such thing that a prat that's meruchik from a klal and it's trei in yonim that yodan klal or prat. Kemurpe kama de psochim b'chol amenoches. Fine. Vahi de nigmar hadin gabi huma v'humas v'toliso. Let us just say over the Lashon HaPosek, and we'll understand what Tosfos is speaking about. The Posek says, V'chiyeh v'ish chayt mishpat moves v'humos v'salisa oisei aleitz. Then it says, Alav, leisolin nivlosei aleitz, ki kovo tikberenu b'yoyim ahu. So now, the Posek went off on a tangent. We said already it's Chai Mises Beznin and Betalisa Isai. Then we're going, it says, Lei Solon Nivlosi Alei, they have to, Ki Kovetik Berenu, Payeimahu. And then it says, Ki Kilas Alekim Tolu. So the Shaila is Ki Kilas Alekim Tolu an explanation what Avere he had done to be Mechayev Himise. Vehumas, why was he killed? Was he killed for, he was a Megadeh for a different reason. Why was he killed? So there's a shail in the Gemara, if Aydarshin, Vuhumas is a klal, and Kikilas Alekim Toloi is a prat, it's explaining why Vuhumas. He was killed because he was Bekal Alekim, Kikilas Alekim Toloi. This is a machlekes in the Gemara. So Gabi Mohumes v'Talisa, so there's a machloikis. No.
No, so there it says that the Kilos Hakim is a Gili on the Bahumas. So Taisus says like this. Im nechshavnu kitrayin yoni. If we will say that it's trayin yoni, so here the Torah went off on attention completely. So there the Gemara says that it's not a klal prat a klal. That's not a klal a prat. So then that Gemara is going according to everyone. That says Kikilas is not a gilui on the Bahumas. The Gemara asked if Kviya means Bein Ispei Chabure, Bein Lespei Chabure, so why does it have to say Chabure Tachas Chabure? Pesh Bekuntres. The E like C, so the science is Ladomim Yisrael, and Pesh Bekuntres, E like C, Balakvi, Abamin Afilo, Islai Chabure, Afilo, there was a Chabure, the Maikvi, the Meshalim, Avotarti Loi Meshalim. Kmash Malon, the Meshalim, Tarvayu, and the Marem Yisrael makes a Gils, the Tzar Venesik. You pay both. The ain nirlari, the tsar b'mokim nezek, nafkelon mi petza tachas potza. I know already that you pay tsar b'mokim nezek. You pay nezek and tsar. So why do I need here chabure to tell me you pay tsar and nezek? I can know this from petza tachas potza. So that's me here the Mrei Mesoda wants to say, because the nezek of chabure is very, petra, something else. But the nezek of a chabure is a very small nezek. Boy, the lama yon loy mishatza, yifter as a nezek, vesaripoy. Echiteis, I should say that it should pater. So again, that's his cheshbin, a kvon that should pater nezek. Venire lari, לדומים יסיירים שמשלם בצער שיש בי רוישם יסם מבצער שאין בי רוישם אף על פי שאין מצטער בוזה יסם מבוזה משלם יסר לפי שמזגנה מחמס הרוישם. Now to understand שיטס התוספס, Taisvis does not learn like Rashi at all. Taisvis learns that Taisvis learns and Afchavova Medeis that Achabura there's no Nezek. There's no nezek. There's a roishim, but there's no nezek. There's a tzar without a roishim. There's a tzar from a chabure. And then there's tzar b'mokim nezek. Tzar b'mokim nezek, when there's a nezek, hafchasei mikaspei, that is petzah tachas potzah. A tzar that created a chabure, there's only tzar. So why do you need, why is what's called pilpa yechayv and kviya, or only an achabure? Because Taisvah says that there is the tzar of al tziponoi is only a physical pain that goes away. A tzar that left over achabure, besides the physical pain, there's an anguish that he has a mum. There's a roishim on it. So that tzar is a greater tzar. That tzar perhaps is longer lasting. That tzar, so the whole shakla v'taya of our Gemara is, do you pay on a smaller tzar or do you pay on a bigger tzar also? And fine,
There was a tzad you only pay if it's yesh by chabula. It's only yesh by chabula because it's a bigger tzad. That's what shakla tayin the gemara. But lefia emes, the gemara fear dois that you pay. There's two tzadim in the gemara. There was a tzad you don't pay on kviyah. You don't pay on kviyah because that's only a pain. For pain alone, you don't pay. You have to pay only when there's a chabura, there's a pain and there's gane. Then that's already a greater tzad. Then you pay for everything. Right? But pain alone, you don't pay for anything. That was the shakla v'tayin. Now, the maskonis ha-gemara is that according to Rebbe, you pay for a pain alone. So now the Gemara says, why do you need Chabura? So you don't need this Yisrain to be Machayif to pay for the pain. You pay for a pain of all without a Rosh. So what is the Pasuk telling us? So the Pasuk is telling us in the Shume is a greater Tashlumei Tzar. That means we take this into consideration, the anguish that he has a Rosh from the burn. So that is moisif on the tzah, and mele you have to pay more tzah for that. That is the chiddush of chabura tachas chabura. That goes into tzah, and you have to pay more money for this tzah. Zot, we had in the Mishnah, oimdim kama odom ki yaitzi baza roitza lito. Now, the lashon of the Mishnah is, Oim dim kama odom ki yaitz vza roitza lita liyais mitztair kach. How much money would a person take to suffer this tzah? That means Reuven was mitztair Shimon, so when Mishaya, how much money would Shimon take to suffer this tzah? And that's how much Reuven has to pay Shimon. Fragt die Gemorre, Zar bemokim nezek, heichi shamina. How do you shut up Zar bemokim nezek? So before we see Rashi, others want to learn Pshat, and we'll see that that could be the hemshech of the Gemorre, that you give a person a questionnaire, listen, I want to cut off your hand, Zar bemokim nezek, no anesthesia, how much money would you accept to let me do this? Now, such a question is, if the answer is, it'll be such a schum that he'll be able to merish to his great-grandchildren also have so much money for to be masking for such a thing would be either a tremendous schum. So the Gemara is, Tzar b'mokim nezek. So such a question you're asking, Heichi Shemina. Omar Avu de Shmuel oindim kam odom roitze lita lektela yodai. You give him this questionnaire, and then that's it. You ask him how much he's masking. First of all, lektela yodai leitzal lachudehu akulach emishad varmik. He can't put this in the cheshbon of tzar because he takes everything in consideration. There's nezek, there's ripoy. How much he would take? Va'oid Bishuftoni Yaskina, are we speaking about a shaita? Where do you find someone in this right state of mind that'll be masking to suffer for money? Who does such a thing? Such a tzar aguf, he's masking to suffer. We rarely find that if a person doesn't have too much money and he has to go for an operation, they'll say, well, we have to cut down on the bills. I don't need anesthesia. You won't find such a person. Shem b'shamayim. A person will be masking to take money to suffer tzar. Elo liktoya yodai haktua. So the Gemara says, no, it means as follows. He had a hand which I think was paralyzed. He didn't have any use from the hand. And now we come over to this person, and we tell this person, how much money would you want that I should cut off your hand? Cut off your hand, so there's no nezek over here, because with the hand, without the hand, it's, if the hand is paralyzed, he can't use the hand. So Memele, so before we ask the kasha, you have to cut off a thing, the nezek also goes into the chesed. Here there's no nezek. Frech the Gemara, Yodei Aktue, that's also not, you won't have a perfect shume on Yodei Aktue, Nami Leitzah Lechu De'ike, Hotzaru Boishes Ike. When you cut off someone's hand, there's Boishes also, but the Gemara is more than interesting. What's the Boishes? The Ksifa Lei Milse, he's embarrassed, Lemishkal Mipsorei, you're going to take his hand, Lemishdaya Leklov, you'll give it to the dogs. It's very embarrassed. My hand to be dog food is very embarrassed. So Memela, if that's going to be the Oifen HaMedida, to figure out how much the Tsar is, how much the Tsar is worth, how much money is Maskim to take, the Schum he gives you, he's taking consideration, besides the Tsar, there's Boishas also. That also goes into consideration. And the Boishas is that they'll throw to dogs. He grew up to be dog food. Mamish, that's what he's worth. He's dog food. I would like to mention two ha'ores on this Gemara. One ha'ore, why does the Gemara have to mention this Nekuda? There's a posha to Boishas. If he had a paralyzed hand, but he had a hand, now he doesn't have a hand. L'chayr, that's also a Boishas. Perhaps not. Okay, that's a shikolor on the Gemara. But now I'd like to mention Amura de Kazach. The Rishash and the Alpeire bring Mura de Karayas lahaloche from this Gemara. Number one, they say, you see, that even though a mace is also Bahanoah, but an aver min achai of a person is not also banor. You're allowed to give it to a dog. Mo just says he's very embarrassed of it, but you're allowed to give it to a dog. That's number one. Number two, they bring a second raya that there's no mitzvah skvura. There has to be a mitzvah skvura. It's not, so you don't give it to a dog. You don't throw it away. The gemara is, you bury it. These two rayas, they bring the achrayim bring from this gemara, which is meiridik nageh la'aloch. Agav uche, the gesher achrayim brings down, and the chamanan is long, this is either, could be very much negeya, when they amputate a foot or a hand, what do you do with it? Lamaise, the minig is, there's a few menhagim, there's one minig. If the person purchased a keba already, so you bury this Ava now in the keba, 1 foot in the grave. The later he's later when he dies, the rest of the body is put in. Or others say you preserve it and you hold it till the person dies, and that's the minig. That is the minig. But Al Kaponim, and the Native Yuda says the reason, he says you don't need kvura. There's no mitzvah kvura. Mitzvah kvura is on a mace, not on a neiva. There's no mitzvah kvura. But one should bury the eva al tumas kayanim. Al tumas, man, you have an eva min achai is metame. It's metame, it's metame boil, it's metame b'mag, it's a tumas mace. It's a bitterly geschäft. You can't have an eva floating around and because it's al tuma you're macabre. So the Gemara says that's not a good shume, because if you ask him how much money he's masking to receive to cut off his yodei aktua, you have to realize that his boishes also comes into cheshbon, she's not having a pure shuma of tzal. The Gemara says here, Ela imdim kam odom reitze litel, liktoy lo yad amuchteves lemalchus bein sam lesayif. Pshat is like this. The malchus was geyser on him, they can take off a hand. But the malchus said, he can take it off with a sam, it will be painless. He'll take it off with a sam. Said that his hands has to be removed, but they ask him to remove it with a sam. Now someone would come over to him and say, I would love if it would be removed without a sam, I'll pay you for it. How much money would you accept? How much money would you accept that it should be done without some? From a mele here, there's no boishes. The hand has to be cut off. That's what's mandapoli. It's yodim muchtav l'malchus. The malchus was geiser. And here we could have a shume, which is only negeya the tzah. How much money he would take to be sable this tzah? The Gemara says, Omri Ochinami Le Shokel Mitzayim Nafshi. Let me tell you something. There's no person in the right frame of mind that would do such a thing. Money is money, but there's a limit how much a person is maskim to be saved in order to make money. The Gemara says, there's no person in the world that would be maskim to take money and to be sable at Saragut. There's no such person. So Mamela, this Shume is very overboard. Perhaps let us just be mafsik a minute, and I'd like to say a mirdike vort, which we could have a shtickle limit from this Gemara. A mirdike vort that Rabbi Zvi Petterburger says. We speak about Olam Haba, Gan Eden, Schar. So by us, these are very vague conceptions. A lot of Schar and Olam Haba is very good, but we really cannot at all understand what we're talking about. Schar, Olam Haba. Rabbi Zvi Petterburger wants to enlighten us a little. We should have a little cheshbon what Olam Haba is all about. So Rabbi Zvi Petterburger relates a Gemara in Masechtas Chagiga. I'm a Riki Gemara. Reb Meir had a Rebbe Acher. Now this Acher was Nebuch. Mitzad Echot, he was a Roshe. Terrible Roshe. He did terrible things. Mitzad Acher, he was a Rizike Talmud Chochem. He was a Rebbe of Reb Meir. And before the Ptire, Reb Meir came to him to encourage him to do tshuva, and he told him, no, Abbas Koke, I'm a lost case already, tshuva, bonim, shevovim, tshuva, chutz meyache. And Reb Meir said, Afal Pikein, and he cried, and he died. Reb Meir felt, he thinks he did tshuva. Right? As soon as he died, Abbas Koke came out, that this Acher has a very interesting psak. Since he was a Shreklach HaRoshe, he won't go to Olam Haba. No Olam Haba for him. But since he was a Rizik HaTalmud Chochem, he won't go to Gehenim. Not Gehenim, and not Olam Haba. Not too bad. Well, never Olam Haba. You speak to a person, you know, they eat Levyosa. Nah, not a fish either. Wasn't doing too bad. Let's understand. If the Ramban says, that 1 hour in Olam in Gehenim is worse than, is no comparison to all Yisurei Iyuv. Yisurei Iyuv, Kol Yomov, is a bargain. If you could have Yisurei Iyuv, Kol Yomov, instead of being 1 hour in Gehenim. The Gehenim is the Hashem. So he got away with murder. He doesn't have to go to Gehenim. So good, he won't have Olam Haba. Chameya said, When I'm going to die, I'm going to make sure he goes into Gehenna. And if he goes into Gehenna, that was the trusty Talmud, Rameya. Rameya was Nifta, the Gemara relates, they saw smoke started coming out of the cave. Oh! Rameya accomplished that the Rebbe Acha went into Gehenna. 150 years later, Rabbi Yochanan says, he's still burning that. When I'm going to die, I'm going to make sure he gets out of Gehenna. So, the Gemara relates, when Rabbi Yochanan was nifted, the smoke stopped coming out from the cave. So, let's say, if it wouldn't have been for Rabbi Yochanan, this was Rabbi Yochanan, if it wouldn't have been for Rabbi Yochanan, who knows how long Acha would have been in Gehenna? This Rabbi Yochanan was able to accomplish that. If 1 hour of Gehenna is worse, is no comparison to Kol Yisrael, Kol Yomo, so what he's going to get? He's going to get the Olam Haba. It's worthwhile to suffer 1 hour of such Yisurim Neiroim in order to get Olam Haba. And we're not talking about 1 hour. We're talking about 150 years in Gehenna. We're not talking about 150 years of Gehenna. We're speaking about, if it would have been without Rabbi Yochanan, it would have been much more than. And Rabbi Meir was mispalo. This was the schus of Rabbi, that the Rebbe should go into Gehenna in order eventually to be Zeichet Olam Haba. So if it's worthwhile so much, we can understand how tremendous the schar is, that the loss is the loss of Olam Haba, it's worthwhile such Yisurim Nareim Abi to be Zeichet Olam Haba. Now let's get back to our subject. The Gemara says a person in the right frame of mind would never agree to accept money to cut off the hand if he's only mechuyev b'sam. He wouldn't do it for any money. Now we're talking. This person, they come to Reuven. They tell Reuven, the Melech was Geiza, your hand has to be cut off. And he asks, how is it going to be done? Without anesthesia, without anything, with a sayif. That's the Geiza. So he wants to bribe this Shliach HaMelech, he says, how much money will you take that you'll do it with some? How much money is a person willing to spend to avoid pain? And that's how we mishayel tzar. So we mishayel the shuma of tzar, how much the nizik, the mitzayah, would spend to avoid tzar. This is already something the yesh by shuma. Very nice. That it was muchtav lemalchus l'sayif, and now he's giving money for some. It's very good, but the Mishnah says litol. How much money? That was the loshnam. The Mishnah l'chayla. Kama adam roitzem. To take these mistakes. Little means that's how much you take from the mazik, how much the nizik would have given to avoid the tzav. That is pshat in the Gemara. Now, before we see Rashi, I'd like to mention there are two shittas in the Rosh. The Gemara was speaking about Tzar b'mokim nezek, which was speaking about a big tzar, and there's a din of the maaseh, so the oifen hashuma is not how much he'd be maskim to take, but how much he'd be maskim to spend to avoid the tzar. What tzar shaloi b'mokim nezek? So, the tzar isn't so great. Kovoyal, tzipolnoi, the tzar isn't so great. How are you shum the shuma over there? So the Rosh is two malchim. There could be the Tshir is take kama odom roitze litoil. That means here we take we cheshben how much money he's maskim to spend, to receive in order to be saved. This is one malach in the Rosh. Or the Rosh is a second malach of the emes, a filu tzar shaloi b'mokim nezek, how much money he would give to avoid the tzar. These are two malachim in the Rosh. Now let us see Rashi. Zit Rashi tzar b'mokim nezek, heichet de kota es yodoi, v'nosan loy domel, and he paid already for the hand. Like the Gemara, heichi shaminen es tzar. Alo yesh loy lekaitzitzo b'shvil hadomim shenoytel. So Rashi seems to say, the Gemara's kasha is asking, Mother is not asking, some say, how are you shom the tzar? The Gemara is asking, he's paid for the hand, he paid for the hand already, kama yoyofe, so memela, so why do you have to pay for the tzar? Why do you have to pay for the tzar? He paid already for the hand. That's pshat the Gemara's kasha. So why do you have to pay for the tzar? I paid you money for the hand, so memela, what do you want more now? So the lechem abirim esk, I don't have a lechem abirim, but to bring down lechem abirim esk. So if that was the kasha, the terutzim of the Gemara are very shver. The Gemara says how much money he would want to take that, you should cut off. If the Gemara is the kasha, he paid for the hand, so the terutzim are not masim with the kasha. If the Gemara was asking how you're shum the tzar, so then the Gemara tried and differently found him to create a shumah. So this is a so difficult Rashi. Yodei haktura, haktura, mechuberes, begidim, tzmusim, ve'ein aruya leilam lochit. The hand is not usable anymore. So there's no nezik. Ve'ein tzam l'sayif, yodei hamuchteves, I hear the side mechuberes, begzeres hamelech lekoito, ve'sam she'ein shom tzar klal, kamaroitz elitoil lekoitzitzo b'sayif, where there's full tzar. So Moses Aleishoko komomin shebailum letzair nafshe lekaitzitzon. So you can't cheshbon with that. Vekan kvar nase maise. It's over and done with already. What he cheshbon? What he would have done? How much money he would have taken? A person won't take any money. In ala maise the tzar is done and over with. So you shouldn't use such a shume. So the Gemara says, Little min hamazik mashenosan zelamelech. You take from the mazik what he would be mishacha the melech or beseech the melech that for this money he should, even though the gzeira was that his hand should be cut off with his sayif, how much money is he willing to give to make it a to cut off the hand without pain, with some. Tana Rabbana. Now, Ripoy, he called Chayiv L'Rapoysa. Here in the Mishnah, there's a Chayiv of Ripoy. Tana Rabbana. Olu by Tzmochim, either Tzmochim are types of boils, of sores. Machmas HaMake. He says, the Make caused that there are either infections or other types of things which are coming about through the market. The Nistaro HaMake, and the Make was not healed also, Chayv L'Rapoysa, not only the Make, the Tzmochim Machmas HaMake. That means the ripple effect that the Make brought about, you don't only pay for the Make, but the Make brought about this Olo by Tzmochim, you pay for this. Chayiv l'rapoisa is mechuyiv to heal this. V'chayiv liten loy demei shiftoi. And he has to pay Shevis also. That means if now, Shevis means that he's can't work now, he's bedridden. So memela, because of this tzmochim, either because of the tzmochim or nistar hamake, so he pays him, Rifin pays him Shevis. שלוי מחמס המקה, אין חייב לרפוי סוי, ואין חייב ליתנו לו את דמי שיפטוי. We'll see, שלוי מחמס המקה means as follows. שלוי מחמס המקה means that the makke would have not brought this about, but since he didn't follow the doctor's guidance, the doctor told him it's going to heal in a month, but don't you dare eat chocolate. And he said, was it a gesindig that he eats chocolate, and he ate chocolate, and now he's sick already, it's a year already, he can't get out of bed. So that's called Shaloi Machmas Hamakeh. Even though, one, if you'd have a good lawyer, you could say, chocolate was always good for him. Now, that's called Shaloi Machmas Hamakeh. That means if the Makeh, Mitzad, the Etzem Makeh would have been healed in a month without you indulging, your indulgence, and now it's not healing, that you don't have to pay Ripri for this, you don't have to pay Shabbos. This is considered This came about through you and not through the Makeh. We don't attribute this to the Makeh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af machmas hamakeh, even though v'os olutz mochim machmas hamakeh, is chayv l'rapoise v'en chayv liten loy demei shibta. V'lo machmas hamakeh, you only pay ripi, you don't pay shabbos. So we have here a machloikes, we don't understand yet pshat, but let's just understand. The Tanakhama says, Machmas Amake Pei Shevis and Ripui. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Machmas Amake Ye Pei Ripui and not Shevis. Vachachomim Oimrim Shiftoi Rufu Osoi Kol Shechai Beshevis Chai Beripui Vishene Chai Beshevis Eine Chai Beripui. And we'll see the Chachomim are going, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that since you don't pay Shevis, you don't pay Ripui also. So we have a three-way machloikis. Let us see Rashi. To my shivtoi, the machmas hatzmochim, nofal le mishko, hoch yosinen, b'chomi moi me shivtoi for us, a kol she yeshnoi, hi kishon akosov. The Torah was makish, sheves to ripui, v'zesh ein chayiv, b'sheves ein chayiv to ripui, So Memele, so the Chachamim hold by Machmas Hamake, since you don't pay Sheves, you don't pay Ripui. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Machmas Hamake, even though you don't pay Sheves, you pay Ripui. And the Tanakama holds that Machmas Hamake, you pay Sheves and Ripui.